dark, and the eyes more bright, and your lips more scarlet. Ask if it all be right, and it's mirror after mirror. Just looking for the face you had before the world was made, before the world was made, before the world was made. And if I look upon you now, the earth beneath your feet and the heaven up above, or would you think me cruel after everything's been said? You're only looking for the face you had before the world was made, before the world was made.
Skies, they were ashen and sober. The leaves, they were crisped and sere. The leaves, they were withering and sere. It was night in the lonesome October of my most immemorial year. It was hard by the dim lake of Auber in the misty mid-region of Weir. It was down by the dank tarn of Auber, in the ghoul-haunted woodland of Weir. Here once through an alley titanic of Cyprus I roamed with my soul, of Cyprus with Psyche, my soul. These were days when my heart was volcanic as the scoriac rivers that roll. as the lavas that restlessly roll, their sulfurous currents down Yannick, and the ultimate climbs of the pole that groan as they roll down Mount Yannick in the realms of the boreal pole. Our talk had been serious and sober, but our thoughts, they were palsied and sere. Our memories were treacherous and sere, for we knew not the month was October, and we marked not the night of the year. Ah, night of all nights in the year. We noted not the dim lake of Auber, though once we had journeyed down here. We remembered not the dank tarn of Auber, nor the ghoul-haunted woodland of Weir. And now, as the night was senescent, and star dials pointed to morn, as the star dials hinted of morn, at the end of our path a liquescent and nebulous luster was born, out of which a miraculous crescent arose with a duplicate horn. Astarte's bediamonded crescent, distinct with its duplicate horn, and I said, she is warmer than Dian. She rolls through an ether of sighs. She revels in a region of sighs. She has seen that the tears are not dry on these cheeks, where the worm never dies, and has come past the stars of the lion to point us the path to the skies, to the Lethean peace of the skies. Come up in despite of the lion to shine on us with her bright eyes. Come up through the lair of the lion with love in her luminous eyes. But Psyche, uplifting her finger, said, sadly this star I mistrust. Her pallor I strangely mistrust. Ah, hasten. Ah, let us not linger. Ah, fly, let us fly, for we must. In terror she spoke, letting sink her wings until they trailed in the dust. In agony sobbed, letting sink her plumes till they trailed in the dust, till they sorrowfully trailed in the dust. I replied, this is nothing but dreaming. Let us on by this tremulous light. Let us bathe in this crystalline light. Its sibyllic splendor is beaming with hope and in beauty tonight. See, it flickers up the sky through the night. Ah, we safely may trust to its gleaming and be sure it will lead us aright. We surely may trust to a gleaming that cannot but guide us aright, since it flickers up to heaven through the night. Thus I pacified Psyche and kissed her and tempted her out of her gloom, and conquered her scruples and gloom, and we passed to the end of the vista, but were stopped by the door of a tomb, by the door of a legended tomb. And I said, what is written, sweet sister, on the door of this legended tomb? She replied, Ulalum, Ulalum, 'tis the vault of thy lost Ulalum. Then my heart, it grew ashen and sober, as the leaves that were crisped and sere, as the leaves that were withering and sere. And I cried, it was surely October, on this very night of last year, that I journeyed down here, that I brought a dread burden down here, on this night of all nights in the year. Oh, what demon has tempted me here? Well, I know now this dim lake of Auber, this misty mid-region of Weir. Well, I know now this dank tarn of Auber, this ghoul-haunted woodland of Weir. Said we then, the two then, ah, can it have been that the woodlandish ghouls, the pitiful, the merciful ghouls, to bar up our way and to ban it from the secret that lies in these wolves, from the thing lies hidden in these wolves, have drawn up the specter of a planet from the limbo of lunary souls, this sinfully scintillant planet from the hell of the planetary souls. ¶¶
the blinders with blues and haiku. The shadow has a dream where painters look to see and colors burn.
Répartie de Nina. Lui. Ta poitrine sur ma poitrine, hein, nous irions, ayant de l'air plein la narine, aux frais rayons du bon matin bleu qui vous baigne du vin de jour, quand tout le bois frissonnant saigne, muet d'amour, de chaque branche goutte verte, des bourgeons clairs, on sent dans les choses ouvertes, frémir des chairs. Plongerai dans la luzerne, ton blanc peignoir, brosant à l'air ce bleu qui sert, ton grand œil noir, amoureuse de la campagne, semant partout, comme une mousse de champagne, ton rire fou, riant à moi, brutale d'ivresse, qui te prendrait comme cela, la belle tresse, oh, qui boirait ton goût de framboise et de fraise, ô chair de fleurs, riant au vent vif qui te baise, comme un voleur, aux roses églantiers qui t'embêtent, aimablement, riant surtout, ô folle tête, à ton amant. Ta poitrine sur ma poitrine, mêlant nos voix, lents, nous gagnerions la ravine, puis les grands bois, puis, comme une petite morte, le cœur pâmé, tu me dirais que je te porte, l'œil mi-fermé. Je te porterai palpitante dans le sentier. L'oiseau filerait son andant au noisetier. Je te parlerai dans ta bouche. J'irai pressant ton corps comme une enfant qu'on couche. Ivre du sang qui coule bleu sous ta peau blanche, au ton rosé et te parlant la langue franche. Tiens, tu sais. Nos grands bois sentiraient la sève, et le soleil sablerait d'orfin leurs grands rêves, vert et vermeil. Le soir, nous reprendrons la route blanche qui court, flânant comme un troupeau qui broute tout alentour. Les bons vergers à l'herbe bleue, aux pommiers teints, comme on les sent toute une lieue, leur parfum fort. Nous regagnerons le village au ciel minois, et ça sentira le laitage dans l'air du soir. Ça sentira l'étable pleine de fumier chaud, pleine d'un lent rythme d'haleine, et de grands dos blanchissant sous quelques lumières. Et tout là-bas, une vache fientera fière à chaque pas, les lunettes de la grand-mère. Et son nez long dans son missel. Le pot de bière cerclé de plomb, moussant entre les larges pipes, qui, crânement, fume. Les effroyables lipes qui, tout fumant, happent le jambon aux fourchettes, tant, tant et plus, le feu qui claire les couchettes et les bahuts. Les fesses luisantes et grasses d'un gros enfant qui fourre à genoux dans les tasses. son museau blanc, frôlé par un mufle qui gronde d'un ton gentil et pourlèche la face ronde du cher petit. Que de choses verrons-nous, chers, dans ces taudis, quand la flamme illumine clair les carreaux gris, plis petites toutes nichées dans les lilas noirs et frais, la vitre cachée qui rit là-bas. Tu viendras, je t'aime, ce sera beau, tu viendras, n'est-ce pas, et même. Et mon bureau. Bureau.
and cross the sea and land for him. Milky skin, my tongue is sand until the ever distant band begins to play. He's my bandit Alexander, always gets me into trouble, but that's another matter. Brandy Alexander, he's my Brandy Alexander, always gets me into trouble, but that's another matter. Brandy Alexander, though I know what I love most of him, I'm walking on needles and pins.
Flowers have no scent, and the child's been miscarried. If every angel's terrible, then why do you welcome them? If every angel's terrible, then why do you welcome him? If every angel's terrible, then why do you welcome them? You say, you'll provide the bird bath, yeah. I provide the skin, then bathe on in the moonlight. I'm to tremble like a kitten. All the same, Rainbow never paid him no mind. Jimmy Morrison had his elevators, his elevators. He had his elevator angel. And if every angel's terrible, why do you hide inside her? A child in a skirt, the super market's loud and bright, and bow it down, does she feel warm tonight? Bow it down, does she feel warm tonight? Bow it down, does she feel warm
est un paysage choisi. Que vont charmants masques et bergamasques, jouant du luth et dansant et quasi tristes sous leur déguisement fantasque. En chantant sur le mode mineur, l'amour vainqueur et la vie opportune, ils n'ont pas l'air de croire à leur bonheur, et leurs chansons se mêlent au clair de lune. calme clair de lune triste et beau qui fait rêver les oiseaux dans les arbres et sangloter d'extase les jets d'eau.
It's the blight man was born for. It is Margaret that you mourn for.
Ophélie. Arthur Rimbaud. Sur l'onde calme et noire où dorment les étoiles, la blanche Ophélia flotte comme un grand lys, flotte très lentement, couchée en ses longs voiles. On entend dans les bois lointains des alalis. Voici plus de 1000 ans que la triste Ophélie passe fantôme blanc sur le long fleuve noir. Voici plus de 1000 ans que sa douce folie murmure sa romance à la brise du soir. Le vent baise ses seins et déploie en corolle ses grands voiles bercés mollement par les eaux. Les saules frissonnants pleurent sur son épaule, sur son grand front rêveur s'inclinent les roseaux, les nénuphars froissés soupirent autour d'elle. Elle éveille parfois dans un aune qui dort quelques nids d'où s'échappe un petit frisson d'aile. Un chant mystérieux tombe des astres d'or. Ô pâle Ophélia, belle comme la neige, oui, tu mourus enfant par un fleuve emporté. C'est que les vents tombant des grands monts de Norvège t'avaient parlé tout bas de l'âpre liberté. C'est qu'un souffle tordant ta grande chevelure à ton esprit rêveur portait d'étranges bruits, que ton cœur écoutait le chant de la nature dans les plaintes de l'arbre et les soupirs des nuits. C'est que la voix des mers folles, immense râle, brisait ton sein d'enfant trop humain et trop doux. C'est qu'un matin d'avril, un beau cavalier pâle, un pauvre fou s'assit muet à tes genoux. Ciel, amour, liberté, quel rêve ô pauvre folle, tu te fondais à lui comme une neige au feu, tes grandes visions étranglaient ta parole, et l'infini terrible effara ton œil bleu. Thank you. et le poète dit qu'au rayon des étoiles tu viens chercher la nuit les fleurs que tu cueillis, et qu'il a vu sur l'eau, couché en ses longs voiles, la blanche Ophélia flotter comme un grand lys.